She tells him she works the grave shift, but she gets off earlier than she's saying, and she always calls in the morning hours. I'm knocking on my window pane, and I can't stand when she kisses so gentle now, and then turns round and walks out while saying goodnight. But she's got to head back to home now and get to her husband what's right. And I can't give me no rest tonight, even when all my shades are closed, with that star of David shining through my window, and these demons with their scratching that I accidentally leased through the register's crawl while I pray like I could be released. No, but when her fingertips touch my face, my world's all she wants me to see. And when she gives me her hand to taste, I don't know what's happened to me. And so I stare, watching as I move up close, up at the ceiling to the radiator corner. All night long, the sound of clawing steam arrives, and wait for her knock and belts while through the ceiling. I know that that star's glare, one flight up, I hear rapid drops. It's meant just for me, unvarnished wood. Sure as those demons, it's out my hands as the angels are riding the locks. A strong man's head from an enormous bag of gum off my vents. It shocks me down, and it's me who are sent. I leave a faint print that is scurrying to me like a pox. As I wipe my hands on the wall, I've always feared the color brown. For some unknown reasons, it scares.
Oh.